Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off.
Hey, welcome back to the Dropship Podcast. Another episode in our Do the Work series. So you might have caught some of these lately, but at our live event, which was probably a couple of months back by the time we released these, I think, Ben and I did a presentation titled Do the Work. It was a series of things that we think every high-ticket dropshipper should be doing consistently. There was about 20 on that original list, and one of those coming from that list was try purchasing products in bulk. I think we've talked about this a little bit on this show before. Like, we've kind of, I think, alluded to the fact that, you know, you can start dropshipping and sooner or later you can, you know, get to the point where you're branding your own product and you're maybe getting some warehouse space and you might be bringing that in you know, larger quantities, and that can kind of be the evolution of where you can go from a dropshipping business. But I think there are actually opportunities that you could start doing something along those lines much sooner. And it's, you know, there's some real advantages to doing that, and it can help you to grow your business.
One of the most attractive things about dropshipping is your dropshipping, right? You can do this from anywhere in the world. You know, I was sold on the idea that I could take this laptop to a beach in Thailand and make $2,000 a month. And maybe that sounds great when you're 18 or 19. But, you know, as a 30-year-old gentleman starting a family around there, that was not super appealing. And so, but I think if you can move beyond dropshipping, is where you can really get into some cool opportunities. And you can kind of dip your toe in with what we're going to talk about today, which is like, try purchasing some of your products in bulk. So if you're already running a business, you might have found that 80% of your sales come from 20% of your products, and 80% of those sales come from 20% of your products. So you likely have 1, 2, 5 products that you sell a lot of on your site. And maybe you have great margins, maybe you don't have great margins. But one way that you can get even better margins is by simply purchasing in bulk. And so oftentimes, this can scare people away. I think if you've done any research into 3PLs, third-party logistics, you will find that they want huge minimums. I think I found this when I have my own brand of pet supplements, huge minimums. And we were not prepared to meet those minimums in the beginning. And so if you're thinking like a dropshipper, you maybe only need 10 of these products, or heck, maybe even one of these products stored somewhere. And you're wondering where you can find that. And I think we've come to a solution that we can offer everyone listening to this, as well as our student group, which is where I house my pet supplements. So I went to a meetup in the Twin Cities, an e-commerce meetup, and someone who was selling little hunting, little cameras that you could put out. Not the big ones, the little ones. Right. And little fishing lures and all sorts of little hunting and fishing things. And he said, hey, I have someone in Woodbury, Minnesota, which is about 10 minutes from me. We went there last night for dinner. That is where their warehouse is. So this is a family of folks who are a top 50 seller on Amazon, and they got a giant warehouse in Woodbury, Minnesota, and they were looking for space to fill it. So I went to them about my pet supplements, and they were like, yeah, we can ship one product a day or zero a day, whatever it needs for you. It's going to cost $20 a month to store a pallet. And there's, I want to say it's like $3 or $3.50 per item per box incoming charge, and $3 or $3.50 pick charge on the way out. So very reasonable, especially if you're using a high ticket item. And so I've been selling my pet products through using them as my fulfillment for some time now. And I think one thing that has stood out to me is like, they've never had an error ever. Like zero errors, not like one or here, zero errors. They've gotten everything out on time, same day if possible, if before 3 o'clock, otherwise the next day if it is after 3 o'clock. And they're fantastic to work with. They're not, you know, something I can connect my system to and have this great built out, you know, logistics system, but they can hop in my ship station and just handle the orders that come in there. And so when I approached Jessie is her name, about, hey, I have a bunch of students who maybe they want to store one product, or maybe they want to try buying in bulk like we're talking about today, or maybe they got a return and they're like, I don't want this thing coming back to my house. I need some place to put it until I sell it again. Jessie was like, yeah, we can do exactly that. And here's the fees associated with that. And so now that they've come out with a website, which is shipmn.com, MN as in Minnesota, shipmn.com. You can see it up on the screen there if you're watching on video on Spotify or YouTube. All you need to do is reach out to them and then say my name, Ben Knegendorf. I know that's a doozy, but let them know, hey, Ben Knegendorf sent me over here. I'm not sure if she'll know the dropship name. She will know Paramount Pet Health for sure. But let her know that we sent you over there and she'll know exactly what you want to be set up for. And I think we already have a student, Bob, who has some of his products there.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. I mean, and I reckon they're probably so good because, as you said, that they're a seller on Amazon themselves. And so with a lot of 3PLs, you can find that they don't actually, like, they're not actually in the space of having customers that are buying their products. They're just like a center that just distributes other people's products. Mm. And I reckon because these guys are actually e-commerce retailers themselves, like, they understand, like, the customer end of it and the, you know, the, how hard it is dealing with shipping errors and things like that. And they're probably just more on the ball as a result of that experience, which, and they're closer to you as well. Like, they're going to understand your problems too, because they're, you know, essentially doing a version of the same thing that we're doing. So yeah, I think that's a pretty exciting opportunity. And absolutely. I mean, simply, even if, I mean, you don't have to use this particular, you know, you might be in another country, you might be in Australia, you might be in the UK, go and shop around 3PLs. There's a whole bunch of different ones out there, different sizes. And I'd be willing to bet that you can find one that is going to have, you know, minimums or charges that you can live with. But even if you can't find one of these, like, if you're somebody who lives somewhere and you've got the space to store a few products. So on my first business I had an under my house area. It was like a, you know, my house was on a slope. And so under part of the house, it was just like a, you know, open, so really long cavity. And there was a concrete slab down there. And we didn't do a lot down there. Like, I had some tools and things stored down there. It was just this vacant kind of concrete area. Man, by the time I sold that business, it was literally full of lights, chandeliers. I was importing some from Hong Kong at that point in bulk. And I had that whole thing full of products that I would just ship from my home to the customer when the customer ordered those particular products. And so I used to store return products and that sort of thing. So even if you've got a bit of space on your own property, and once again, not everybody does. So if you don't, the 3PL is an answer for you, but you can actually do this from your own house, right? I mean, customer doesn't need to know any of this stuff, but you can do that. And I think the advantages of being able to buy even like 5 or 10 products and go to your supplier and say, hey, can we get a better rate for this? I mean, that's a massive difference for your best sellers, right?
Yeah, I like it for a few reasons. One, you're likely going to get better margins.
Yep.
If you reach out to them and say, I want to buy a few, they're going to give you better margins than when they're drop shipping for you. Two, you take control of the fulfillment. So this place is, I'm sure they say it somewhere on here, conveniently located in the Midwest. Like, you can get them to, they're going to ship same day, which maybe your supplier doesn't ship same day, and it's going to get anywhere in the country in 2 to 3 days, which is pretty impressive, right? So you can kind of take control of that fulfillment. The other thing that I like is, like, you can get on board with suppliers that might have said no to you in the beginning. So there's plenty of suppliers in the industry who they won't drop ship. They just won't. And you can push on them, and some of them you'll get to drop ship for you. But there are going to be holdouts, no question, that say, if you're willing to take stock, you can sell us. This is your answer, right? I bet there's a brand out there that you're like, fuck, I wish I could sell them, but they want me to take stock. Where am I? I live in an apartment. Where am I going to put this stuff? And so this is an opportunity for you to say, yeah, I'll take a little bit of stock. Hopefully you can start small and work your way into selling those brands. I think this is a no-brainer for anyone who is a little bit further along in their journey. But I would encourage anyone to test this out. If you already know what you're going to sell and you can get better margins and you can take control of the fulfillment, or if you have bundles and maybe you're getting one product from one supplier, one from another, and one from a third supplier, and you could bring that bundle in house and ship it all in one order and just make the experience more pleasant for your customer, this is a wonderful way for you to do so without taking on too much risk, right? Like I mentioned, I'm pretty sure we have a student doing this and he started with one product.
Yeah, and the other option I think this opens up for you as well is to start playing around with you know, getting products supplied to you on net terms, right? So once again, some people will hear this and say, well, you know, what if I don't have a massive chunk of cash immediately to put up to get those products? Like, do I have to pay for it up front? And oftentimes, you don't have to. Like, most of your suppliers will offer net terms. So, you know, that's where they ship you the products and you have to pay it within a certain amount of time. It might be 30 days, it might be 60 days, it could be 15 days or something like that. And so, while I would say that you always have to be careful when you're operating, like, I mean, you have to be mindful that, you know, you're, yes, you are taking that on, and you've got to make sure you pay it back within time to maintain a good relationship with your supplier. That can, if you know that you sell five of X product every month, and you've been open for a little while, and you can see that trend, like you can be in pretty safe grounds to say, well, I'm going to get X amount of them then on net terms, because I can forecast that I will have the money from the sales, because I know I'm going to sell them before that bill's even due.
Another cool one that I've come across that just passes my mind here is there are often brands in other countries that just don't sell in your country. And they were like, yeah, you can sell us if you want to bring some in-house, and potentially that could turn you into the distributor for that brand. And then all of your competitors buy from you, right? And you can take a little haircut off the top, plus kind of know how they're doing business and working with them. It's a real opportunity to reach out to those brands that you're probably finding search volume for, probably in your high priority campaign. You're like, what is this? And then you look it up and it's a brand in Italy or something like that. And you can bring this in and be the first person to sell it in your country. Like a real opportunity to have an edge on your market that no one else has.
Yeah, and that's particularly probably even more so the case in smaller countries. So if you're in Australia or something like that, for example, I mean, there's a lot of products that are in other countries that people want that haven't yet been brought there, you know, and so there is that opportunity. Either, you know, you could become a distributor, or you could just get a quantity shipped over on a boat. You know, it's going to take a bit longer, but, you know, if you've worked out somewhere to store them, then that's a great opportunity.
Yeah. So ShipMN, can say it again, Jessie Tan is her name. And you can reach out to her, let her know that, again, Ben Kenegendorf sent you. She's probably going to know Paramount Pet Health better than anything. She's probably going to understand your needs a little better if you mention me. So just shipmn.com, reach out, store a product there, and then do us a favor and reach back out and tell us how that changed your business.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.